been asked in the House of Lords. There will be a program on Newsnight tonight that we put together, which shows these companies, Creativity Software in Surrey and Sophos in Oxford. Finally, we'll have a series of other stories that will come out over the next few days, showcasing some of these particular companies. I'll see if we can show you a very quick video, which will mostly from the industry, which shows you how this technology works.
You might expect that if someone wanted to spy on you and the people around you, then they'd have to resort to some good old-fashioned methods, like having you physically followed or planted a bug on you. But in fact, all that is needed is a small device that most of us carry around every day. It's your own mobile phone. The promotional video for Software Makers Hacking Team. As illustrated here, technology now exists that can enable a police or security agency to take control of a person's mobile phone and turn it into a device which traces your location, listens in to your conversations, and even takes pictures of you and the people around you using the built-in camera. All this can be done using only a small piece of software that can be installed on the phone entirely remotely and without the user's knowledge. This company claims their software can be installed on phones running popular operating systems, including the Apple iPhone, BlackBerrys, and phones running Windows Mobile. Incredibly, after the software is installed, the phone can continue to be controlled remotely, even in standby mode.
Up now, or will be up in the next few minutes, and you can sort it by country or by company. There are 130, there will be 160 companies. You can click on the More button. The next slide is, and you will see a little profile of the company, we have a link directly to the company. And that's it. Please do check out tbij.com. There's a link to Julian and Eric. And for members of the media, if you're interested, we have a longer video interview with Julian, because I know it's only a few interviews with everybody. So just contact me or the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, tbij.com, and we can give you a copy of the video talking about this.
Now it's 12:45, so I can announce that if you go to wikileaks.org/spyfiles, you can find this release together with a really rather wonderful overview application put together by Austin.
We have one further question before we get to that. Is Mr. Ram still available, or is that not settled yet? He's available to us. I think we better go there first while it's still up, just in case we lose it.